Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, baby?
What are you doing there? Is that go-karts at Seaport? Are they a little racetrack?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that. Oh, that must be new.
Looks like it.
I mean, like,
I love go-karts.
Go-karts are so fun.
How small the track is, though. Like, what you going to do, go around once?
Now we putting Key all on the rails.
Key, what's the spot?
All on the rails on the bumper.
What's the spot called, that one spot where all the kids go to the go-karts in L.A.?
360?
Something like that. Yeah.
360 Grand Prix or Grand Prix 360 or something like
Took my daughters there when they were – oh, they loved
that
spot.
Yeah, but those are, like, legit fast, though. Those aren't like
– It's not like bumper cars.
No,
they're fast.
I love bumper cars, man.
They're fast. They sit next to you with the fake steering wheel, and you got the real steering wheel, that one.
No.
I'm not trying to do that. Pass.
Can we set this up? Can we set up a Key, J, and Max bumper cart or whatever?
So much fun.
I would love that.
Race?
I mean,
so much fun.
Yeah, they have them. They have
Unfortunately,
them.
It just depends on whether you got the fast car or not, right? There's always that one car that's a little
slower.
No,
they have those. The, what you're talking about, I think it's called the Grand Prix 360 or 360 Grand Prix or something like that.
Yeah.
They have one in New Jersey.
Oh, in Jersey?
Yeah, they got one right. How do you say it? Through the tunnel? Is that? Did I say it right?
Sure.
Through the tunnel. Through the tunnel. Yeah,
yeah, through the tunnel. Right through the tunnel, there's
right.
one.
Right
on the right hand side.
The Lincoln Tunnel, yes, you got it.
Yeah, not over the tunnel, clearly. That would be over the bridge.
Over the bridge.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I just want to make
tunnel.
Sure.
George
I
Washington. Bridge,
over
you got
to George
a problem.
Washington. It's right there.
I just want to make sure I get all my East Coast, you know, stuff.
New Jersey F1 Grand Prix of America.
Yeah, that's what it's, F1. Dang,
at Port Imperial.
You move fast.
I got you, man.
Speaking of moving fast. Jay, what are you supposed to be watching for tonight?
We're talking about the Grand Prix. What do you mean?
Or what are we going to watch for tonight? Or do you want to do that next segment, take some calls right now?
We're going to take some calls. Let's do it. I got you. I'm joking
You, Max, you just better make sure Jay's close to you because you might get sucker punched.
All right, 7 o'clock. Hawks at Celtics, 7 p.m. tonight. Celtics are up 1-0 in the series.
I'm just looking for the Hawks actually to make some threes here. But look, this game has been moved off TNT. It's moved to NBA TV, okay? So it lets you know how everybody feels. Boston is a 10-point favorite. I think Boston's going to cover.
Got NBA TV written all over it, right?
I think Trae Young's going to have a really hard time with the looks of Marcus Smart and Malcolm Brogdon. And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are the two best players on the court. Easy, hands down. I think it's going to be either a sweep or a gentleman's sweep.
How about the 7:30 p.m. game, Knicks at Cavs. Good first game. Brunson was the best player, and the Knicks won.
Yeah, you know, the Villanova backcourt still coming together, right? Josh Hart not playing or potentially not playing tonight. He's doubtful due to a sprained ankle. I think that's a massive loss for the Knicks if he's not able to go. Obviously, I know what Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle can do, but Josh Hart made – critical plays in the fourth quarter, made some big threes as well, some defensive stops. I'm probably going to give the slight edge to the Knicks tonight, but I think you're going to have a Darius Garland awakening. It's not going to be like game one.
Yeah, Josh Hart has always been a good player whenever he's gotten the minutes, you know?
It's tough, man. And the last game, Clippers at Suns. That's a 10 p.m. game on TNT. Look, I'm going to take the over 27.5 points for Kevin Durant. If we don't see a Kevin Durant who is aggressive tonight from the start, I would be shocked. Also because I heard Monty Williams talk about this yesterday where he put the onus on him, which he should, because he got outcoached in game one. There's no way in hell Kevin Durant can go to the last 5 minutes of a ball game and not get a shot off. Where Ayton got 5, Torrey Craig got 1, CP3 got 1, and Devin Booker got 3. I still believe a team that played 8 games together will have more firepower than the Clippers, even if the Clippers bring the energy. I think we will see a different Phoenix Suns team tonight.
Can we talk about KD for a second off of that? Jay, like, you know how I say, and you take offense at times, when I say KD is the greatest complimentary player ever, I don't mean that to be a slight. What I mean is he's the one player in history where you could pluck him off out of his era and drop him on any team that ever played, and he would only ever make them better, right? Partly that's because he'll play in the flow of the game. He doesn't need, doesn't demand the ball all the time. He can play defense. He can pass. He can score so effortlessly. What's that?
He should demand the ball all the time.
This is what I'm saying. One of the reasons he fits in so easily is because he doesn't change everything when he joins a team, because he doesn't always demand it. But like a guy like Kobe may not be as good at scoring in terms of his efficiency as KD, but to me he was a greater scorer because when you needed it, you knew it would be there. Right, he would impose himself on the game. Is how do you think of KD and his greatness as a player if you're not sure that he will step forward and do what needs to be done? Right,
I mean,
now?
I've seen him step forward and do what needs to be done. I mean, he did that 2 years ago when he was playing with the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie not there and James Harden limping around. I mean, he almost single-handedly got them to the next round.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, last year they got, you know, bullied a little bit by Boston when they got swept. But there is that Kevin Durant. I mean, you've seen it before. You've talked about it.
But can you rely on it? Will he definitely do it, right?
I mean, you think he won't?
I hope he will. I'd love to see it.
I mean, haven't you seen it, though?
I've seen it in the past, but I've also seen games where, like, damn, he should assert himself more.
I mean, 8 games with a new team, man. There's something to be said about finding your rhythm. And I'm not making excuses, but there is something to be said about that.
Key, is that part of, like, I think sometimes that's the very thing that makes him only ever additive, is the same thing that maybe holds him back from being in that Jordan LeBron conversation where you could always see Jordan and LeBron put their hands on a game, especially the important ones. They're going to mold that game. Whereas KD, at times he has, but at times also hasn't.
I think you're nitpicking. And you're looking for an issue.
Yeah.
Because the guy certainly did that with 2 championships, 2 MVPs. And I don't want to hear anything about the deck was loaded. And I don't want to hear any of that.
Well, you're going to.
He stepped up to the plate and was flawless regardless.
He was.
Then you look at when he tore his Achilles. He was cooking then. He was hurt and still cooking. Then, like Jay said, a depleted roster to the degree – he's a foot away from or inch away from sending Milwaukee home. Much like I said the other day or yesterday or whenever it was, this is a new team. Jay just mentioned 8 games, 9 games, whatever it's been. Trying to figure out who am I playing with in the playoffs. How do they roll? What is it? Now you go back and you look at the film, just like Jay said. Now you would be shocked if he came out with the same – sort of game plan, so to speak, in game 2, which I don't see happening. I see him, asserting himself and being the KD that we all know he can be. He had 27 points.
That's what I'm saying, KD. I just love how much the narrative has changed with the wind. Like, the narrative literally a day and a half ago, 2 days ago, was, well, KD's 8-0 with the Phoenix Suns, man. And all of a sudden, the narrative became after they lost, well, KD hasn't won his last 7 playoff games, and
which is ridiculous because 4 of them came with a dysfunctional team.
And I kind of think, Max, you're silly to even question whether he'll take his hands and put it around the game.
Well, hold on. You think I'm silly to do that? Because I hear everything that Key said. I'll co-sign all that, especially KD gave me the feeling of LeBron sometimes early in a playoff series. He's as Key would say, labbing everybody, seeing what needs to be done. But I'm also saying that KD, because he fits in the flow of things, I've seen at moments in his career, and if you think it's silly, tell me with a straight face you just don't know what I'm talking about. I felt at moments in his career like, damn, KD, you can just impose yourself right now. There's nothing, because he's the best player in the game, there's nothing anyone can do with you. And it sometimes feels like he doesn't. Like, I don't know if
when?
That's wanting to fit. Well,
when?
I mean, the most recent example is.
That's what I'm saying, using one game.
But late in the series against Golden State in 2016 with the chips on the line.
All the way back to 2016?
Well, you're asking me to pick stuff out of the air.
I know,
so,
but
right?
I'm trying to understand why you came to the narrative.
Okay, that's why. With the Thunder, it felt like at first maybe Westbrook was too forceful of personality and KD had to recede, whatever. I do look at Golden State differently than Key does, for example, because I don't let, you got to worry about Steph and Clay. There's all this space. You can't just double KD, stuff like that. So that does change things.
You wouldn't be able to double KD with with James Harden and Kyrie Irving on the court either. If they're at full health, we would have been talking about KD differently. If they were at full
health.
By the
way, I agree with that too. I think if the Nets would have stayed healthy, they'd have crushed everyone easily. But they didn't.
Understood.
Right? Like that's not how it happened.
I can't poo-poo on KD's championships at Golden State, man. I don't care what they did before. There's evidence that show they wouldn't have won those two without him.
Let's not relitigate this.
No, I'm not litigating. I'm just saying because you brought it up. You're the one that said it, not me. I said I give him credit. You discounted.
I give him credit, but not as much credit as if it was like there was no way for that team to lose once KD joined it. There's no way. Everyone knew they were going to kill
it. That's why he joined it.
Would there be a way to lose if Kyrie and James Harden didn't get hurt?
I don't think so. I think they would have killed everyone.
I just find that fascinating. Though, like, would the same thing have been made?
But I would have given him credit.
Superstars.
Let me tell you the difference. There would have been nothing anyone could have done, but it's different if you put it together. And at first you're like, I don't know if this works. We'll have to see. On paper it looks good, but I don't know. And then it works is a lot different than this is already a well-oiled machine. Now we're just going to drop KD in there. That's a different level.
So how do you feel about LeBron joining the Miami Heat? And
he put Bosch that together, and, really.
It doesn't matter. Dwayne Wade had already won a championship.
He had won a championship, but then they were awful. And then you added two-fifths of your starting rotation with two all-stars.
But you can't do that, though, Max. You can't pick and choose which group of guys you give credit to based on their past performance and which ones you don't. You can't do that.
Charles Barkley never won a championship. Let's say he had joined the Bulls.
He joined the Houston Rockets late in his career and he didn't get it done.
But let's say he had joined the Bulls, who had just won 72 games. And I know they won the championship and the Warriors didn't. It came down to one possession for the Warriors. It was super close, right? Let's say he had joined the Bulls and won a championship the next year. Would that be the same thing as had he won in Phoenix or Houston? Come on, or Philly? Of course not.
It would only not be the same thing because that's the way you want it to be. That's the way you
want it to be. I think I'm describing reality. Yes, it's my interpretation of it.
But of course, if he didn't win in Phoenix and he won in Chicago, they're, first of all, they're two different cities. So there you go in itself. So, yes, it's going to be different. They're two different teams.
But he won just 72 games and crushed everyone.
I'm not going to discount Charles Barkley's championship because he joined the Bulls.
I would say it doesn't do the thing that we're really looking for. We already know Charles Barkley's goodness. What we're seeing is, in the right circumstance, could the greatness lead to a championship? KD joined a team that couldn't lose, that doesn't prove the same thing.
Looked,
all right, I can't.
And he
do
looked
I agree with
different.
You,
Max,
going.
He looked okay. Jay,
I don't
I'm
even
sorry.
Know why we're going.
I know. I see your facial. I know you're talking to me with your face, Jay.
I know.
I got you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue
both.
With
we'll
him.
We'll table this.
I'm not doing that.
If you started it, all right.
I'm not going to change him.
If a quarterback isn't going number two to the Texans, maybe our next guest will be going number two to the Texans.
The quarterback's not going number two.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. The 2023 NFL Draft. Live from Kansas City's historic Union Station, it all begins with round one.
The Carolina Panthers are on the clock.
Thursday, April 27th at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio,
ESPN, and on ABC. You can also listen on the ESPN app and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. While Key and Jay just wasted the last segment arguing about Kevin Durant, I'm just sitting here trying to get
anything.
To the calls.
I didn't argue about Kevin Durant either.
You and Key just got right into it, and I'm just trying
to understand why did, why eight, you eight, always eight, have
please,
to
Key,
same
Key, Key.
Don't do
Key,
it, Key. Don't
no.
729-3776.
Can't help but not respond.
All right, I'm done.
Fish on a hook. Ernesto in Kentucky, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good morning. Okay, full disclosure, I've been in Lexington for 2 years, but originally from sunny San Diego, California.
Wow.
And you guys, yeah, what's up? Keyshawn, SoCal, baby.
What's up, player?
You guys were talking about, again, sucker punch. Keyshawn, you know this, Chargers, Raiders game in San Diego, man. So we're at the game, you know, it's inevitable. Something's going to go down. So my homie gets in this big old brawl with this guy, and he's just working him. Bam, bam. So I reach in because I'm like, man, poor dude. I grab my friend, and that guy's friend thinks I'm jumping in, and he just comes and just, boom, sucker punches me. I wake up on Monday morning. I'm like, what happened to the game? So sucker punch, no good.
Woke up on Monday morning. That was quite a sucker punch.
Next time, you can keep your own, you stay out of other people's business.
Wait, he hit him on a Sunday, and dude didn't wake up till Monday morning?
Yeah. Next right. time, he'll mind his own business.
Yeah, man, I ain't messing with that.
Here in studio now is a guy who many consider the best player in the NFL draft, NFL draft prospect, former Alabama defensive end, Will Anderson.
What's up, Will? What's up? Thank y'all for having me.
Good to be here, man. See, this is how every guest should walk in. Look at how happy Will is to be here this morning. This is what I'm talking about.
Will played on my 707 team, Max.
Of course he did. Everyone. Will, you can connect any person. Abraham Lincoln. Doesn't matter who it is. Played on Key's 7-on-7
team. I'm not sure Abe would have made the cut.
I'll bet you can connect to Abraham Lincoln through Key's 7-on-7.
Abe might not made the cut, Jay. You're probably right.
Yeah.
I would have looked at him and been like, nah, too tall.
Yeah. So what's the draft process been like for you so far?
It's been smooth. I mean, I really haven't had too many visits. I had 2 visits, but I've really been doing a lot of Zooms with teams and stuff like that. But really just working out, enjoying time with my family, making sure I'm keeping myself healthy and everything like that. So I can't complain.
Will, you think you should be the first defensive player off the board?
Most definitely. I agree
Why?
With that.
Why, though?
Oh, man, I think what I just bring to the game is like nobody else. You know what I'm saying? The mentality I have, the passion I have for the game, the love I have for the game. I put so much work in to be in this position, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just ready for it to pay off.
Well, it's always so funny with the draft, right? Because all these shows ask you, like, what's the process been like? And, you know, and what do you think a good fit for you is? And I always flip it, I reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
Where would you want to go? And I know you're going to get drafted wherever you're going to get drafted. Yeah. But is there a place you're like, yo, that style is what I feel like I would succeed in?
Yeah, for me, I mean, anywhere. Because, I mean, being at Alabama, it makes you so versatile that whatever defense you get in, I'll be able to play in it. I mean, I play 4-down, 3-down front, outside linebacker, defensive end. I play anything from a 4-eye, 5, 6, 7, 9 technique. I dropped in coverage. So, I mean, any place that I go to, any defense that I get in, I'll be able to, you know, sustain and do well.
I guess that's a good way of answering that.
What do you think you need to work on for the next level? And don't tell me everything. Don't give me that because Coach Saban listening.
By the way, this draft prep is outstanding, the way you answered that question from Jay. Outstanding. Good. Yeah.
No, but just probably working in space and working on the top of my rush. Those are the things that I've been working on this whole offseason, getting ready for. So most definitely areas in my game that I want to improve on.
You know those left tackles are grown with full beards and they really big.
Mortgages.
You know them Trent Williamses. They got kids in car seats. How do you get around somebody with that type of size and athletic ability? How do you get to the quarterback trying to avoid him?
Yeah, most definitely. I think now really going into this next level is really going to be heavily relying on your technique for real because, like, when you're in college, you know, you have athletic ability, you have great technique, but now it's just really homing in on the technique and, you know, watching film and preparing a little differently now because, like you said, it's grown men now, you know what I'm saying? They've been in the league. They know a little bit more. So that's when you got to take your game to the next level, and that's what separates you.
You feel like when I've been saying this on air recently when people are like, hey, they could maybe trade out of the second pick because if Bryce Young goes and they don't think there's another great quarterback. And it seems to me that the one position or one of the positions, certainly a handful, that doesn't come up on the market is the elite pass rusher, right? The elite pass rusher, you either draft him or good luck. You're going to get him at a time when they're already in decline. Do you feel like you, who are considered maybe for 2 years now the best overall player in the potential draft, are you ever like, oh, time out, draft, trade out of the position? I'm sitting here.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it sometimes like, you know, we talk about it and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's really all in God's hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to, like, at the beginning of the job, I used to make in different scenarios like, oh, you can go here. But now, like, with everything going on, I mean, all I know is I'm going to get drafted. I'm going to get a phone call at the end of the night, and I'm going to be very grateful and very blessed. So,
you know, it's
I mean, this draft prep is as good as I've heard. Unbelievable how you're ready for this thing.
Well, I think there's a moment for everybody who gets drafted where obviously you get lost in the sauce on the process, working out for teams and, you know, who I be playing with, who am I matched up against. And then for me, it was like when I was shaking David Stern's hand, like it was just, like, yo, I got drafted. Yeah. Like, I'm a millionaire to play a sport. Like, have you given, like, any thought, like...
Man, he went to Alabama. He already a millionaire.
No, stop. Same thing. Time out. But, like, seriously, what...
Yes, how do you plan on affording this pay cut?
What does this actually mean for you and your family? Because, like, people think, oh, you got... But it's, like, actually, your family, you all get... It's you all come up.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just... It's still, like, surreal. Like, it still haven't hit me yet. But, I mean, for my family, like, I'm the first person in my family to ever do something like this. So, they've been so excited. All they've been doing is smiling and talking about everything. But for me, really, this is just a situation to help my family out. You know, they've made so many sacrifices for me, running up and down the road for me, taking off work for me, you know, everything, not hanging out with their friends or doing things that my parents want to do to help me get to where I am. So, really, this is not only just for me, but for my family as well. And we're all super excited and blessed about it.
Yeah, the football stuff is all cool and fine and dandy. But when you go in the top three picks of the draft, what's the damn draft party going to look like? That's what I really want to know. You going to turn up in the A? Like, come on, you can tell me.
Yeah,
let it out.
So, honestly, it was supposed to be a surprise, and I wasn't supposed to know. But they got something big going on. Where I don't know all the details about it, but I think it's going to be back in Georgia. It's going to be big. You know, I got a real big family just outside my immediate family. So, it's going to be something big.
How'd you find out?
My closest sister told me. But it's a theme party, so she had to tell me, you know what I'm saying, so I can be –
But she wasn't supposed to tell you, and she slipped, or she was like, no, I got to let him know?
She was like, I got to let you know so you won't come looking like not a quarter.
Are you happy about that, or did she ruin the surprise?
No, I was happy about it. I mean, I wanted to come, you know, fly too, just like everybody else.
We got any entertainers coming?
I'm not sure. We ain't that big, though.
Well, don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it.
I got you.
What's the shoe game going to look like, though? That's what I want to know. What's the shoe game going to look like?
Oh, it's always going to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably going to be some J's or something like that. Like, it's a 90s themed party. So, it's going to be something fly.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations on everything, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Well deserved. Will Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Someone's going
to
get
him. Give some of that money back to Alabama.
Real good defensive player. Thank you, Will. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman joins us next. KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Joining us now, on KJM. There you see on, if you're watching on ESPNU, the schedule for tonight. Joining us now in studio, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Always good to be with you.
Good to have you. Boston Bruins set the NHL record for regular season wins and points. What do you think about their play throughout the regular season? What does it mean to have that kind of accomplishment?
To see that level of excellence, consistency, it's something that attracts a lot of attention, and it's something that everybody else has got to respect going into the playoffs.
Gary, going to these playoffs, I mean, exciting times tonight. I was talking to you before about the Rangers playing the Devils tonight, starting at 7:30. What are two or three things that you're most excited to find out about this league over the next month and a half, 2 months?
What we've seen consistently for the last roughly two decades is incredible competitive balance. I don't think our competitive balance is matched by any other sport. If you look at how our regular season concluded, we were playing meaningful games through the last week of the season. In fact, with 4 days to go in the regular season, we didn't know seven of our eight matchups. And making the playoffs is tough. And once you get in it, there's nothing like our playoffs, particularly the first round. They're exciting. They're entertaining. They're competitive. We get more 6- and 7-game series than the other leagues do in their playoffs. So it's just a wonderful time to be excited, to be passionate, and to be entertained.
Gary, Gary, it's been about 10 years since the team with the best record. It goes all the way back to Chicago Blackhawks when they did it in 2012 to win the Stanley Cup. And if you look at other sports, you look at the New England Patriots in 07, they went 18-0. You look at the 73 win, Golden State Warriors, they failed to deliver a championship. If this was to happen to Boston, you know, how disappointing would it be to the NHL as well as Bruin fans if this doesn't happen?
Actually, from an NHL standpoint, we don't root. We focus on exciting, competitive games, and may the best team in the playoffs win. I think Boston Bruins fans, and I think the Bruins organization would be disappointed. Although they seem to be on a run. I mean, even down the stretch when they were focused on winning the record, I think it caused them to not coast and be rather disciplined in their play. And I think you saw that in the first game last night. But, you know, that's why we play the games, right? That's you can prognosticate all you want. You can use all the analytics you want. But in the final analysis, there's a human element to all these games. And watching it play out is what's going to make the next 2 months fun.
Gary Bettman, NHL Commissioner, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Gary, Connor McDavid has been the best player in the league this year. I mean, he's been phenomenal. What would it say to have the best player on a team like Edmonton actually win the cup and see all that culminate?
You know, I mean,
from a branding perspective for the league.
From a fan standpoint, watching him is extraordinary, no matter who you root for. And he's had an incredible season. I think everybody says he's the best hockey player on the planet, which in some quarters might make him the best athlete because of what hockey players have to do to compete. But at the end of the day, I think from his standpoint, despite all of the personal accomplishments to having a 150-plus point season and everything else he's done and all the accolades he gets, hockey's the type of sport where he won't be satisfied until he wins the cup.
Hmm. So meantime, the Avalanche have been hit by the injury bug this season, but they still look poised to defend the Stanley Cup. What kind of chance do you give the other teams in the league to upset them or to
you know, repeating's hard. There's a short summer. There's a lot of endurance and wear and tear to win a championship, particularly, you know, in hockey. But having experience and having been there is something that you can't quantify. And for teams that ultimately win, they've typically had to have some adversity to overcome in years prior that gives them the experience that gets them over the top. I mean, a good example was a few years ago, the Tampa Bay Lightning came off an outstanding regular season, won the President's Trophy, and then in the first round of the playoffs got blown out by the Columbus Blue Jackets, and then they came back to win two consecutive Stanley Cups. So there's an experience and adversity factor that I think toughens you up so that you can make the ultimate run.
Eric, can I ask you a business question? Because I always get intrigued when you come in about this kind of stuff, about sure. Just the brand of the NHL overall. Obviously, competing against NBA playoffs, things of that sort. I'm seeing you do your rounds, which you naturally do, to build up the sport, which is incredible. Like, I went to games last year. I was blown. I'll be frank with you. I told you this last year. It's my first experience going to a playoff game. I was blown away, literally blown away by the physicality, the speed, the intensity of it. How do you continue to build upon marketing top-tier players to create more, you know, just, I don't know, more momentum behind how incredible the sport is?
It's about getting more and more attention. It's about having ways for current fans and new fans, introducing them to the game with ways to connect. That's why we do things like the outdoor games. That's why puck and player tracking, NHL Edge, has become increasingly valuable, not just to broadcasters, but to create data where fans can get inside the game and learn about the game. What we're looking to do is activate with our business partners. We have, I don't know, 75 national partners, 40-some-odd are activating during the playoffs. And what we're looking to do is give people more of an opportunity to be a part of the game, connect to the game, and understand the game. And what ESPN has been doing with us has been all part of that. The changeover 2 years ago has been phenomenal. And what's interesting is you and TNT have been scheduling more Canadian teams than we've ever had in the past, because it's about the hockey nationally, not necessarily about the team, which goes to the Connor McDavid point. He's being seen more than perhaps he has in prior years, because I think your programming people have recognized the importance of showing great hockey more than which particular market for a national broadcast you're putting on.
And yet, major markets still matter. Like, New York is an enormous market, and the Rangers making a big splash and coming close recently is a big deal for the league, I'm sure.
Well, look at what's going on for hockey in the New York metropolitan area. We've got the Islanders in the first round of the playoffs as well, and obviously the Devils playing the Rangers is going to get a lot of attention. I mean, big market typically will generate in any sport higher ratings because more people in the bigger market are watching. But our ratings for the last 2 years have been really strong nationally. And that's a testament to not just the production, but the marketing and promotion that we're getting from all of the capabilities that ESPN, ABC, ESPN Plus, and the Walt Disney Company have. I mean, going back to the earlier question, I don't know if you caught what we did with Big City Greens on Disney Plus. We actually had a game, and we were only able to do this because of the puck and player tracking, that was done in an animated form in real time. I mean, and in terms of captivating young people, but also adults were watching it because it was amazing to watch what was happening with it going in real time.
Gary Bettman, but you would, I mean, would you agree that it's not even so, like, I could ask you, how far do the Rangers get this year? But just the energy in a major market when there's hope, right? We've seen this in other leagues, in the NBA, when the Lakers and Knicks are bad for a number of years, the energy in those markets kind of goes down. But right now in New York, it's high for the NHL.
But I'm also one of those who believes it's about the hockey and the games and how they turn out and the excitement that's being generated in general. The fans in New York will be more excited if the Rangers or the Islanders or the Devils have a great run. But for nationally, you know, if you're in L.A., you care about the Kings. Mm-hmm. If you're in Minnesota, you care about the Wild. If you're in Edmonton, you care about the Oilers. And so I think it's more about the quality of play and that you're seeing night in and night out than it is about the particular teams.
Commissioner Gary Bettman, thank you very much for joining us this morning, as always.
Always good to be with you. Got to get you guys out to a game or two.
For sure. More KJM.
That's me. I'm already there.
Coming right up.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things done from anywhere 24-7. Beacon, always building. Now, people want to talk about sucker punches a lot.
Okay.
888-SAY-ESPN. This really, what did that jump off of the Draymond and Sabonis incident from last night? Somehow that turned into a sucker punch conversation?
What is Key doing? Key's acting like Larry David right now?
I told a story just now during the commercial break of running into Larry David outside of a Kings playoff game, and it was something right out of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David had seats. I think I'm fine telling this story. I don't think he would care. He had seats right behind the Kings bench, I want to say, and every time the coaches stood up, it obscured his view, and he's banging on the glass telling them to sit down and eventually leaves because he could have a better view from the bar across the street. Robert in Vegas, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
I ain't got no sense.
Man, what's going on, fellas?
What's popping?
What's going on?
What's popping? What's cracking?
Not much. Jay Will, my guy, welcome back.
Thank you,
my
brother.
My guy.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, my condolences, man.
Thank you.
Max, I don't have to talk about getting sucker punched. It was a good story, if that's old.
No, go.
I got some support for you, though. All right. I got some support for you about KD because
let's do both.
It's exactly what Max is saying it is. Like, where, you know, KD's all that. Now he's running up against his boy who he ran from. And this really has been about Hart. KD got dropped in Golden State. Golden State could have did that without KD. So when is KD
going to
prove that he could do it?
They did do it before and after KD, and they did it with KD, and they could have done it with Paul George. Right, so that's the whole point.
Just throw in any name, sure. They can do it with any guy, sure.
Well, I mean, actually, but they've done it before and since, Jay.
Jay, yeah, I thought actually, you told me don't. Why? I thought you told me.
Well, because Max always gets the last word in.
The caller brought it up.
He always gets the last word in to, like, you know, go over the point.
Just tell me when you're done talking.
Even if
he
got the last word in, no one believes it except Max. So it doesn't really matter.
I can't say anything.
I'm just waiting.
You're the worst.
Robert in Vegas, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What is he, sneaky?
That's who was just on, Max.
Oh, Robert was just on? Jeffrey in New Jersey.
Pay attention, Max. Come on.
Jeffrey in New Jersey, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Jeff? Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Jeff?
I got a story about the sucker punch thing from when I was a little kid.
All right.
Talking slick with a buddy of mine. He said something out of pocket. So I tried to knock him off his bike, what I thought was his bike. So then his older brother, about 4 years older, clocks me from behind.
Damn.
So
that was
turned into a scuffle.
It's a sucker punch in a way, that's very provoked. You did the first physical action.
It's a sucker punch because he's not expecting it.
Because he didn't know dude was there.
You don't see it coming.
Yeah, he didn't know dude was there.
You don't see it coming.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? Elijah in Ohio, you're on KJM.
I want my pirate hat back.
What's up, y'all?
that Willie Stargell joint. Go ahead, Elijah.
The best sucker punch story, I got sucker punched for.
Elijah?
Hello? Elijah?
Elijah may have just gotten sucker punched.
I got sucker punched for my Mets hat.
For your Mets hat?
Yeah, somebody took my Mets hat.
Damn.
And then I where got were my you? Brother to sucker punch him.
What, school? Where were you?
I was in school in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Going home from school.
Mm-hmm. Which school?
Can't let nobody take your cornbread.
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Don't let them take your
what
cornbread.
What year was this?
This was like 94.
All right. All right. I'm going to say if it was 86, boy, those Mets hats were in demand right around then, boy.
Yeah, oof, sucker punching for hats. Man, I'm telling you, dude them set me up. They went around, came through the alley, got my pirate hat.
What they say the kids in New York used to do, used to mess with you and then have you chase them around the corner and just wait for a gang.
Well, no, they would send, they'd send one little kid around the corner, right? He'd be messed with. Let's say you're with one or two dudes, right? They mess with you. Then you chase them around the corner. They're 30. Jay, I'm talking about 30 dudes there dipping through buildings and alleys. And
I'm going to get you when the sixth period's over.
But behind you, just hear D-set, D-set. That was the whole thing back then. Oh.
Key, did you ever try to get the hat back?
No, man, it was a wrap. Man, I wasn't trying to. I was scared as hell. Man, I'm a kid. I don't. What do you want me to do? Go tell the principal or something? What am I going to do?
Excuse me, officer. They took my hat.
Xavier in Brooklyn has something to say. What's up, Xavier?
Hey. Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Blessings to you and your family, Jay.
Thank you, brother.
But Max, you're my guy, man. You get a bad rap. You're a logical guy. I think a lot of
is
people
he?
Make emotional
is
takes.
He really?
Is he, Xavier?
Xavier,
let the man finish.
I want to touch base on this KD thing. I'm a logical guy, too. I get flack from my people. But on this KD thing, I think the LeBron Heat is closer to the Brooklyn Nets team with KD in them. But, you know, you guys know of, like, the Divine Nine fraternities. If you are online and you go through the process, it's different than the people that sign the paper and take the test. KD was online in OKC. He dropped, signed the paper, and joined the Warriors. So that's my take on it. It's inherently different.
Even if it's different, does that make his greatness less?
It's less, but it can't – like, those two aren't mutually exclusive.
It.
So he can still be as great as he is. But when you line up all the champs, the guys that put in the hard work are a little bit higher on the pedestal than the guys that might have joined the powerhouse. You know, not that they're not a champion. It's not
Jay,
that they're
you're
all
taking,
the same. It's any less valuable.
Jay, you're saying does it make the greatness any less? No, it enhances his greatness. It enhances that stuff. But does it enhance it as much?
How he played when he was there.
Does it enhance it as much as had he won it in OKC when he was on a powerhouse team, but it was a powerhouse team similar to the Cavs and the Warriors as opposed to him joining the Warriors, which then became a super powerhouse that there was no real answer for. So it enhances it, but not to the extent of what it would have been.
It's just you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So if he stays in OKC and never wins one, he's the greatest player to never win one. Or if he stays in Golden State and continues to win, like what the narrative has still been, well – is that the greatest team ever? Would they be in three of the greatest players to ever play the game
but
together?
I look at it, Jay.
When now with Phoenix.
Golden State, though, Jay, when he was in Golden State.
I would just stay.
He was flawless.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's playing that way now, though.
But he was flawless. So when you are flawless to a degree, that gets extra credit. I don't give a damn who's on the court.
I hear you. I think that's right.
Okay, who's
but,
on the court
I will say that Draymond Green once shot 38% from three because he's on a team with Steph and Clay. If Draymond's shooting 38%,
no, Draymond
KD
shot 38%,
should be shooting 100%.
Draymond shot 38% from three because he was actually getting an opportunity to shoot because of everything that was going on.
There's a lot of space.
He has to make it, but he has to
I just know that today, if I were a professional athlete, I wouldn't listen to what any of y'all talk about. None of y'all are going to tell me. Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, even like the caller Xavier, and I get what he's talking about. Like, oh, he didn't put in the work. Like, no, like, dude puts in the work every single day.
He put in the work
all day long.
Jay, would you agree that if he wins the title with Phoenix, which is a powerhouse team, they were in the finals, but it's a normal powerhouse team, not like, oh my God, this is the best team ever.
The reason why Golden
State would it be something new for you?
The reason why Golden State became a powerhouse, granted, it was a little bit because it was a lot because of the players. But you also know that their system, their style of play was not – like the game of basketball had not seen that
before. I get it, but Jay – and he went into that system and he easily, right? But what I'm asking is if he wins with Phoenix, is that something new for you with KD? Because it would be for me. In other words, he has now won a championship on an excellent team, but a team that was on a level playing field with three, four, five other teams.
Only thing you're going to say with your slickness is that KD won his – with his own team. That's the only thing you can say.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah,
it's that the Phoenix Suns, even if they're favored out of the East, Like, the Golden State Warriors were favored against everybody by a lot, both conferences. The Phoenix Suns are just kind of right in the mix with a bunch of teams, right? It's different if he wins now. Is it different to you or not?
Well, I mean, the Phoenix Suns were a depleted team.
I have to time it so I get last word, please.
You're not getting the last word.
Give me enough time to do last word.
I'm going to talk over you. You're not going to get the last word in. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max saying I have last word.
Bye. Bye. Damn.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.